This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
There's plenty of food in this country with no food shortage, but access? That's a different story. Clay Detlefson, Senior VP of Regulatory and Environmental Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation, says those shortages of consumer staples and grocery stores should begin easing within a week.
There is plenty of food in the system. We just have to get that food to where it's needed, to the grocery stores, to the restaurants that are operating carry out or delivery. Doing that means that we can't have hurdles in our way. So we're basically trying to take down the hurdles. If the trucker can't do what he needs to do, get food and rest, those goods aren't going to get to where they need. So we've got to knock down all of these hurdles and allow the food industry to do what it does best.
Detlefson says the trade relationship with China and the U.S. dairy industry definitely being felt now.
We have things like vitamin shortages, feed additive shortages, largely related to China. China's been a mess, as you know, for the last couple of months. We're anticipating that the ports in China will normalize in the near future. Those shipments will once again start flowing to the United States. So that's going to resolve itself. Our biggest issue now is trying to keep up with an incredible consumer demand. I mean, I've heard rumors that perhaps as much as 300% more fluid milk is being sold these days. That's tough to produce and get to the market and keep the grocery store shelves stocked. The common advice that's out there right now is consume what you need immediately. You know, I've seen websites and other communications out there. Oh, yeah, go to the store, buy all your milk, you can freeze it and then thaw it later. We don't want people going in there buying 10, 15 gallons of milk and then trying to pack it in a freezer. That's not going to help the situation. Buy a gallon, buy 2 gallons, 3 at the most, leave some there for the other consumers.
Clay Detlefson is Senior VP of Regulatory and Environmental Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation. To listen to that full podcast, go to nmpf.org. And now Lee Mielke with special guest Lucas Feese from High Ground Dairy.
Lucas, the outbreak of coronavirus has been likened to the biggest challenge to the world since World War II. Do you agree?
It is certainly one of the most significant challenges that the dairy industry has faced in several years, if not decades. Last week, we watched futures values tumble lower, especially in butter and non-fat dry milk. Cheese has held its own so far, and we hope that that can continue at least indefinitely. A lot of this price movement is being driven by vast changes in the way that Americans and people around the world are consuming food. We expect a severe decline in restaurant and food service sales, which is a key driver of dairy demand. However, the retail demand and grocery store demand throughout last week and the last several weeks has been exceptionally strong. This has been good in some areas. We've seen spot milk, access milk across the Midwest flowing into fluid milk plants, fluid milk sales hitting new record levels in some parts of the country. However, this could change sharply depending on where we go from here. High Ground Dairy is a bit concerned about overall demand moving into the next several months. It depends on how long quarantines and social distancing take place. Another concern is that the school closures and Americans hunkering down is happening just as we reach peak milk volumes and spring flush volumes throughout the country. We're a bit concerned that these lower milk prices will hit dairy farmers just as they were starting to get used to a few months of finally profitable prices after several years. Overall, on a global perspective, we're closely watching trade flows. As the situation improves in China, we expect that there could be some increase in demand, but that is heavily dependent on where inventories are overall. To wrap up, it's certainly a significant factor. The economy is struggling and will struggle. We do hope that Americans will continue to turn to dairy products for as long as they are social distancing in their homes.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Feese, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
We have more at dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.